Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Thursday, October 5th, 2017, and it's time once again for the weekly edition of Living Loud Nation. I guess I'm going to do this solo tonight. I am Rob Sternoff-Uzzle, your host, of course, the host with the most. Conspicuous by their absence, Mark the Shark and Eric Battle. I know that I just kind of did this or set up this impromptu podcast kind of last minute, and I don't know if they're busy right now. I've tried to get a hold of them. So if they call in during the show, then I guess they can call in. The call-in number is, I'm trying to get this darn thing keeps popping up about 657-383-1234, 657-383-1234 is the call-in number. If you'd like to call in and speak with us regarding this particular episode, then go ahead and do so. Let me just change something real quick. I think that we have a problem. Just give me 1 second here. There we go. And ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, one of our co-hosts, Mr. Eric Battle.
Yo, LL.
Yo, I know this is last minute, but I don't know, Mark's been tripping tonight. He's been sending me some weird stuff. And before you go any further, man, I want to make this kind of PG-13 tonight. I know we're typically a rated R podcast, so I kind of want to tone down on the language. Because I have some possible high-level people listening to this, and I won't mention their names, but I want to keep—I don't want to be totally PG, but at the same time, I don't want to be like TV-14 either. You know?
Yeah, no TV-14.
Yeah, so let's kind of meet at the middle and be PG-13.
No MA, mature adult audiences.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Las Vegas shooting that happened over this past weekend and how that affects us as black men. Because you notice that the mainstream media never called this guy a terrorist. But had
wow.
that been a black
man,
because the guy is white, and the narrative
yeah,
is simple.
Man.
And
we live
you know,
in the white man's world.
Yeah, hear me out. See, if a brother did that, if a black man did that, or any other descent or race, Islamic, Arabic, Muslim,
Muslim, Arabic,
Hispanic, if it was anybody else that did this, they would be labeled as a terrorist. See, that's what the white supremacy groups
See?
Want you to hear.
Yeah, man. We live in a white man's world.
Yeah, and the more and more that stuff like this happens, how do I feel about gun control? I feel that we need to have our Second Amendment right to be able to bear arms. But I think that should come at a limit. And what I mean by that is I can't unless you're a hunter, I think that they should impose more stricter, you know, like for instance a universal background check. Just because somebody has mental issues or unstable mental issues doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to bear arms. I think that in the case of people with mental issues, like the bipolar depression and bipolar disorder or any other type of disease like that that could, you know, be kind of a red flag, I think that they should have to go through an intensive testing and psych evaluation before they're able to get a gun. And if they, hearing text is pretty hard to get, because I have a cousin that, whose name I won't mention, I have a cousin that is a registered firearms instructor. And I was kind of talking to him a couple of years ago, because I was thinking about give me a gun and some ammo. And I was kind of asking him what the process was. And, you know, after this Vegas shooting, I think it's going to be – I think the problem is that the NRA invests so much money into the white supremacy people, and you got people in Congress that are part of that white supremacist group that I'm talking about. So the NRA has their pulse, the finger on the pulse, so to speak. And I don't think that anything's going to change, because – if anything was going to change, it had to come from the top all the way down. Having said that, I've been studying this particular story. I've been following it, and I have not seen anything that would suggest that Congress is going to act now and do something about this, because they haven't done a damn thing since this has happened. And if they did, I mean, it would have to be, it'd be hard to pass anything, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, because again, you got the NRA to deal with, you got people that are going to protest about Second Amendment rights, and you know, I can see the protests happening, and these types of things, these shootouts, these terrorist shootouts, they're not gonna stop. It's only a matter of time before another massacre happens, dude. I mean, I don't know when, I don't know where, but it's not gonna stop, and it's just gonna take another crazy person that they think that they're God, and they're pissed off about the whole world, and they're going to go to some type of event, albeit a concert, or, if you look at the case of Aurora, Colorado, you know, a couple of years ago during that Batman movie, where all those people died, and that dude shot up all of those people in a movie theater. It's like, I like to go to wrestling events, like when WWE comes into town. I like to go to local concerts. I mean, Dallas, you remember a little over a year ago when McCann Johnson, who was a former military, what's the word I'm looking for? He was in the military. He was a veteran. And it was a Black Lives Matter protest going on in downtown Dallas, and he shot and killed five officers and injured several people.
Yeah, I heard.
And, you know, that was in July of last year. And my friend, you know, my good friend that works for WWE, he had texted me and said, "Hey, man, you all right?" I was like, "Man, I was at home asleep. I mean, I didn't even hear about it until the next day." But I don't want to sidetrack, you know, from the topic of discussion about the, you know, the use of firearms. And this guy came loaded. Dude, they found, I think, I was listening to the Wrestling Soup earlier, so I want to credit Anthony Missionary Thomas. And I think they said that they found like 50 pounds of C4 explosives. So this guy was planning on doing more than just doing a shootout. He was probably going to bomb something. Especially, it wouldn't have surprised me because they found all this stuff in his car. This guy had 20 firearms. I think it was 15 or something like that. And the majority of them were assault automatic weapons. It's not illegal to buy and own these types of guns, but it's illegal to turn, you know, to convert them into automatic rifles. It's illegal to actually do that, but they sell the kits for you to do that. This guy was known to be a possible millionaire. I think his name was Stephen Paddock. I watched that news conference that they had with the chief of police for the Las Vegas last night. I didn't watch the whole thing. It was like 45 minutes, but I got the most gist of what he was saying. You know, he kind of constructed a timeline of events and what they heard and what they said. And I'm looking at all sides of the coin. How does race play into this role? Well, again, the mainstream media and even this chief who had this press conference never once used the word terrorist. Because, again, it was a white man that pulled this off. So you tell me what the problem is. Because, again, the narrative stays the same, but the wording is so dead on. And I'll say it again. Had this been a black man or any other man of color that pulled this off, they'd be labeled a terrorist, no questions asked, because they're not part of the white supremacist group. I wanted to get your thoughts real quick about Las Vegas.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man, it's like this. These white folks, they get away with it. It's like, oh, this is a white man's world. If you're a white man, white woman, you can get away with it. White cops, you can get away with it. That's why I don't trust the police. I had a history, but never got locked up. I had a clean record for misdemeanor stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like they bring more than one cop because I'm black, you're black, that person's black. You know what I mean? So they don't even give a F. When I got jumped, I told my people, don't have any cops involved, because I know how their mindset is and how aggressive they can be. My brother had told me this, that you got to watch out because you're black. They will go physically at you. They will go any further than physical. Look what happened.
I don't want to cut you off, but let me go ahead. We got another call to come in. Ladies and gentlemen, another call to the show, Mr. Mark the Shark. Mark, you there?
Mark, yeah. The Shark?
The Shark, is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just talking about Las Vegas and how race plays into
it. Don't get me freaking started on that. My aunt and uncle lived there for a very short time. It's kind of had chills.
And we here at Living Loud Nation want to send our condolences, thoughts, and prayers, and positive vibes to those who are have been affected, to those families that have been affected, to the, not only the people that died in this horrific tragedy, but also the 500 people that were injured. I mean, you're talking, if you count the people that were injured along with the casualties, the fatal casualties, you know, that's over 600 people, man. That's crazy.
They said it's the deadliest shooting, they said.
They said that it was the most deadliest shooting in modern American history.
I guess he was targeting other places before. He had planned Boston again, something in Boston before. Then he scratched that, went there. He was looking at other, it said he was looking at other music venues and events. Lollapalooza was one of them. And
I mean, this is not going to, I mean, something else is going to happen, dude. It's just a matter
of
time.
Yeah, I can tell you this. They said that they think there is a second person involved. CNN showed a video of one person, but people said there's two. There's only one. Because the amount of weapons, it seems like there's more than one person involved in the two rooms. But that one room he was in was a suite. It was like a penthouse suite type room.
Okay, well, if there was a second person involved, then how did he avoid police? I understand that the cameras weren't working.
They said there's a woman down on the ground, I guess. She said, we're all going to die prior to the shooting. And
what?
She ran. So.
Or she was taking
But they
away,
said the amount of weapons, he went and got them from California, Texas, I forget where else.
And like I was telling Eric, man, this is not going to be the last time that you hear about mass shooting. Something else is going to happen. I mean, this was a terroristic situation that took place. But you notice that the mainstream media, albeit CNN, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox News, they never called this guy a terrorist.
It was not terror-related, actually. They said he had no ties to terrorism.
It doesn't matter. It was still a terroristic situation. Now, it's like I said to Battle over here, had it been a black man or any other race that did this, they would have labeled him a terrorist. They would have had no problem.
If they had labeled them as a terrorist, then they'd have problems because they'd have people coming in. It's the reason why they don't label people as terrorists. When it's not, this one wasn't terrorist type. He did have ammonium nitrate in his, I think, vehicle, they said, which is
an
fertilizer.
He had like 50 pounds of C4. So he was playing on something else bigger. This just so happens to be the most deadliest shootout in modern American history.
Yeah, the problem is many of the news stations now, they're actually saying the reason why they're not covering him or saying on his name is because what he would have wanted was his name to be put out everywhere and to make him look like a big shot.
Yeah, and
that's
and
why many of the stations don't want to put his name out there because they're giving him credit when they do that.
Yeah, he wants to be a martyr. He wants to be remembered as being a martyr. And one thing that I found interesting was that the FBI was looking for his dad. But when I did further research,
his
dad.
His brother, too, has a track record, I guess, too.
Huh?
His brother has a track record as well, it said.
Well,
his brother was on the federal FBI most wanted list. His father was. His brother has a long history of some record. I don't know what type of record exactly, but it said a long record, criminal record. I believe down in Texas somewhere.
Shit, I guess I need to get out of this this state. Because, you know, I'm in Dallas,
yeah,
so. And Mark, you're in what, Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio, where that freaking shooting, not too far from that, where the Ohio State, that one happened where the car hit
the college.
Okay.
Yeah. Only, I think, 22 minutes.
So, man, I just, like I said, I've done research, and I've looked at all sides. I've read articles. I've listened to conservative and liberals. I've listened to some of the channels that I follow on YouTube. And this is my opinion. This was a terroristic act. And they can say that it was not. They can sit there and say that he didn't have any ties, but I don't care.
They found no ties to terrorism to him, so.
Well, I mean, that's not going to sway my opinion. And that's a good thing about this show. We have different opinions, but at the end of the day, we all agree that this was a fucked-up situation. And it's not going to stop.
This
like
is what
I
like about people. Did you notice that many people, many celebrities, they're getting together doing benefits for the victims. They're getting fundraising started. There's actually, I think, an NFL player donated, I think, $5,000 to that. And some music artists and five former presidents are doing like a benefit for them. And
For the medical bills. Matter of fact, there was a black guy that got shot in the neck. And they said that bullet may be in his neck for the rest of his life. And he actually saved the lives of, like, I think they said 10 people.
I was watching the Today Show. They actually had one of those people reunited with one of the people he saved.
It was a black dude, and the family started a GoFundMe, and I think they were asking for a little over $7,000. Last time I checked, it exceeded the amount that they were asking for, and it was over $50,000.
I believe the five presidents that are doing it are Bush, Obama, Clinton, and I forget who else, but I know those are three of them.
I haven't heard Trump say anything about this other than it was a tragedy.
Don't know about that either. All I know is he didn't really say, and he's not even doing anything for money raise. He just went and visited him. But that's about it.
Because
there's hotels right in Las Vegas, but that's about it. Which we, for some reason, it seems for him, every time he does something like that, he does it for publicity. So he stops because Melania went in first and stayed in there, and then 5 minutes later he comes in.
Well, that's any president, you know, after something big like this happens, or a bombing or something like that. The president, after they cleared out the area, made sure it was safe, the president, whoever the president is at that time, will visit the actual site or the city in which the situation.
I think Carter
place.
May be doing a fundraiser too for it, but I can't really remember.
Yeah, but it was like, what, 500 people that were injured?
500 people, they said. There's some still in critical, and the number could be going up, they said, too. And death-wise.
Yeah, unbelievable. And the thing about it is, the thing that people wanted the most was for this guy to get caught. Still
and the sad
alive,
part is
so
that show he was doing was a charity event.
Wow. Mark,
same with
not Mark, I'm sorry. Eric, you wanted to add something else to this?
It's like he got a mental illness. His brother, his father. It's like, is it some kind of drug cause when they were born to do a terrorist act?
What it could be is he had depression, and basically sometimes many shooters you see will come out, they'll have a mental illness, they'll fire off for no reason because they snap, like because of they have like CTE type symptoms.
Wow.
I think it's
so
CTE. Whatever that stuff the football players have, I can't think of the name of it. Is it CTE?
Yeah,
BTSD, CTE, and a few others there is, but I can't think of the name.
You're talking about the concussion syndrome or whatever it is.
That and the one where they have concussions, so I can't think of the name. That causes their brain to. That's what Benoit had.
Yeah, Benoit, the God rest his soul. Yeah.
That's what they all had. Some of the shooters I know that had the same thing as he did, that caused because of brain injuries over the years from sports and that type of thing.
Well, since you bring it up, wrestlers, God rest the dead. It's been 20 years since we lost Brian Pillman.
Mm-hmm.
I met him, I think, once. I think it was him, at least. That's the one that called brain damage in the 80s.
And it's been 20 years since Kane, the character Kane, made his debut in WWE. That was In Your House, Bad Blood, October
5th. It's Sunday, the pay-per-view by the chance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Crap. That means I'm going to have to go get my wrestling stuff out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna try to get some other ends. Probably make it a pizza party type thing and just kind of watch it. I mean, it's got potential to be a good card, but the
I have a feeling Shane McMahon may beat Owens.
Mm-hmm.
The way they're
booking
him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Because
I don't like Owens anyway.
He blocked me on Twitter.
Well, here's the thing. I don't see Shane at 47 years old taking another bump like he did at WrestleMania. And I actually still have video of that. Because I was
there's
at the WrestleMania.
There's talk of Shane McMahon being, they're having authority have get the belt, do some type of storyline to switch Owens over to the main, the previous, what's he on now? Is it SmackDown? Or is it Raw? I can't remember. My brain's like.
He was on Raw first, and then he's now on SmackDown Live.
There's talk of something. I don't know what if they're having him go off for a while and have Shane win the belt from him or something. On that's confusing.
What? Owens going over to Raw and win? No, that ain't gonna
happen. I'm not
sure.
I just know I've been hearing talk where they're talking of having Owens lose the belt so that an upcoming star or whatever,
Owens,
it is, I don't know who, gets the belt.
Owens doesn't have the title on SmackDown. Jinder Mahal's the WWE champion. He's got a title match against Shinsuke Nakamura.
Then what's the belt Owens has? Or am I thinking of someone else? My brain's like, ugh.
Owens doesn't have a title right now.
Then who am I thinking of? This is going to bother me. Dang.
Okay. So here are the champions as it stands right now. On Raw, their world title is known as the Universal Championship, and that's held by Brock Lesnar. You got the Intercontinental Championship, which is held by The Miz. You got the Raw Women's Championship. You got the Raw Women's Championship, which is held by Alexa Bliss. And then you have the Raw Tag Team Championship, which is held by Shield. I called him Shield 2.0, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Now on SmackDown Live, the WWE Championship is held by Jinder Mahal. The United States Championship is held by AJ Styles. the SmackDown Tag Team Championships held by The New Day, and the SmackDown Women's Championship is held by Natalya.
Which I'm basically having Asuka, or I think Asuka, or is she going to Raw?
Who?
Which one's Asuka on now? The SmackDown?
Asuka's going to be interfering. I don't know what she's going to do or who she's taking on, but she's going to be at the TLC pay-per-view, which is a Raw brand pay-per-view on October 22nd. And she's supposed to make her main roster debut at that point in time. Oh, by the way, rest in peace, Lance Russell. Historic, one of the greatest wrestling figures, wrestling, not managers, but a play-by-play guys of all time. He's like one of the greatest announcers.
Actually was friends with, as a matter of fact, with Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, yeah.
They pulled
ribs on each other back in the 70s and 80s. If you go to MLW Radio's website, and because I was listening to it earlier, and you download the latest Jim Cornette experience, they dedicate the entire broadcast in his
memory.
Don't
get me started on that fool. Oh, my God. Jim Cornette makes me want to slug him in the fucking mouth.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
Jim,
well, Avery.
I got a Jim Cornette t-shirt that says I'm a Jim Cornette guy. I've had the pleasure of
I liked him
before.
Up until his recent shit with who is it?
Vince.
Yeah, him. Don't like either of them. I liked Cornette for a while, but in the while, it's starting to make Cornette look a little stalkerish. Because how he's saying this and that, it's like a...
Yeah, but he said this type of shit for years, though, man. And I met Cornette 3 times. And the last time I saw him was... WrestleMania weekend here in Dallas, and it was an indie show, and he was actually there doing the Q&A. In fact, his choice to drink beverage wise is Sprite Zero, and I actually brought him Sprite Zero. So, and I got my picture taken with him.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Talk to Cody Rhodes' brother, Gold Dust, on Facebook. I've followed him on Facebook because he has a little check mark beside his name.
Yeah, it means he's verified and he's a public figure.
I actually talked to him. I told him he did the pie in the face thing. I don't know the name of it. The whipped cream challenge or whatever it is last month for childhood cancer.
Come on, Dustin.
Stardust. Stardust's brother, Goldust.
Oh, Cody.
No, not Cody. Dustin.
Yeah, that's what I said. Dustin Rhodes. I still think it's fucked up that WWE won't let Cody Rhodes be Cody Rhodes.
What it is even though it's weird,
it's
his gimmick, it's his actual name. They should allow it. Even though it's Runnels, but something to do with them. They do this with everyone for some reason, so they get rights to it and they get money off of it.
It's a trademark issue. It's political bullshit. And I'm surprised that Dustin is still there considering all things.
From what I understand, the reason why he's still there is because he works with in the NXT. He does the NXT locker room, he does the training with the girls.
I don't see how he finds time to do that when he's on the road with Raw all the time.
I don't know either, but I'll tell you, he posted a video a few days ago, or a few weeks ago, whatever it was. They showed him helping one of the girls wrestle that was coming into NXT.
Well, Shawn Michaels is a trainer there now.
Yeah, and so is, shoot, what's his name? Matt
Robert,
something, I can't think of their name. Matt Stryker? Is it? No.
Matt Stryker? No, it ain't Matt
Stryker. Not Matt Stryker, I can't think of the name. Damn.
Matt Bloom?
Yeah, Matt
Prince
Bloom.
Albert.
Matt Stryker
yeah.
was his name, I think, in the indie days, but I can't really remember.
No, you're thinking of Matt Stryker is a different person. Now Matt Bloom, who's better known as A-Train or Tenzai, Prince Albert, he's had a couple of different gimmicks. That's
which,
Matt Bloom.
Supposedly, what the world?
There's some feedback, but I'm going to go ahead and wrap the show right now, guys, so I can get this posted.
We're doing a for the next pay-per-view. Are we doing a show Saturday for that, do you know, or do you not?
Yeah, we can. Let's talk offline about that. I'm going to go ahead and end this session. For Mark the Shark and my boy Eric, I'm Rob Smith Puzzle, and this has been Living Loud Nation.
Gee, you're not.